You can hear Chopin played on an organ made from cave formations in the Ray Caverns in Virginia. And you may never see the shy bittern, but you can certainly hear its call in the freshwater wetlands where it lives. Cox documents such sonic gems in the soundbook.
I imagined that it would be fairly easy to find lots of interesting places to listen to, but actually we're quite a visually dominated society, so it's easy to find descriptions of beautiful views, but much harder to find descriptions of beautiful sounds.
With help from sound artists, acoustic engineers, and social media, Cox pieced together an itinerary to listen and record. One fork in the road led him to an abandoned network of World War II oil storage tanks and a long tunnel buried in a Scottish hillside protected from German bombs.
And it is most incredible space, because if I was to go in there and just sing a note, the notes will linger on there for 30 seconds, a minute, Sound just goes on in that space for an incredibly long time.
The music resonates, and so does a gunshot. Reverberating for 2 minutes, it set a new record for the world's longest echo. Cox also leads us to pyramids in Guatemala that were built as tombs and shrines to please the gods. He finds a sonic gem hidden in its design. It mimics a bird when you clap your hands as you descend the steps.
Well, it sort of goes, choo, choo, choo. So that's a very bad impersonation of a chirping stare. But it's just down to geometry. If you work out how long it takes sound to go from your hands to each tread of the stair and back again, you find that actually this frequency drops as the sound comes back to you. So the echo sort of kind of droops down in frequency.
Cox found a natural sonic wonder in California's Mojave Desert. Singing sand dunes are rare, but he says the ancient Chinese, Charles Darwin, and Marco Polo all wrote about them. The hum is caused by an avalanche of sand grains pushed by the wind.
Unfortunately, the wind wasn't moving the sand when I was there, so I had to create my own avalanche. So you sit down on your backside and scoot down the hill and create an avalanche, and then you get this amazing droning sound, which not only can you hear it, it kind of vibrates your whole body as well.
And not far away, also in California, Cox drove over a stretch of road that plays this well-known tune badly out of tune. Cox explains that a car company designed the road with grooves deliberately placed in the pavement, so they play a melody as tires roll over them.
And if the grooves are spaced far apart, you get a low note, and if the grooves are spaced close together, you get a high note. And so by having different patches of grooves spaced at different distances, you can get different notes out. And they've just worked out how to get the patches in a line to give you the William Tell overture.
Cox says you really don't have to go anywhere exotic to hear remarkable sounds. He suggests we unplug from our music players to hear the wonders around us.
It can be as simple as that. Just sort of being in silence a bit and listening around for some of your day is enough to suddenly notice there's all these sounds that you normally just ignore. And some of them are great.
Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.